you're releasing a compilation album with Greg Street, the Champions. How will this album be different from your two Columbia releases, the Street Sweepers, Volume 1 and 2?
I mean, well, the only thing that's going to be different about it is Greg Street is on the album with me. You know, everything is still different, you know, regions of music. Mm-hmm. Our collaborations, our beats, our artists, you know, that's the only thing that's different about it. Mm-hmm. Everything else is just a hot album.
How did this collaboration come about? I mean, you could have chosen any other DJ to do this album, basically.
Well, I'm from New York. South got a nice buzz going on with what they're doing. And he's one of the DJs from the South that I really rock with.
Yes.
You know, me and him been cool for a minute. So I figured, you know, let me get him on this with me so I can balance out, you know, the whole album with, you know, all the Southern records and all the Northern records.
What artists are there featured on this album?
Busta Rhymes, Lloyd Banks, 3-6 Mafia, Young Jock, Papoose, Cam'ron, the whole Dipset, Bun B, Paul Wall, Mike Jones, Remy Martin, Ghostface, Raekwon, Twista, Cassidy, Lil Jon, Chameleon Neil, Fat Joe, Shaq. I got so many artists on there. It's incredible.
All right, that's like about almost the whole mainstream hip-hop scene on the album, isn't it?
Definitely.
Currently, the South is dominating right now. What do you think of New York's position in the game at the moment?
New York's position is what it's always been. We the creators, and we stand in firm, and we do what we do. You know, South is dominating the videos and the club scene, but no one necessarily say they dominating hip hop. 50 Cent is the biggest selling rapper in the game, 5 million copies of his last album. And if you compare the 5 most recent South albums that just came out, total sales together ain't equal to 5 million copies. So we still hold the crown on who sells the most records. And when it comes to lyricists, I think we are the best lyricists in the game. They might be the better entertainers in the game with entertaining records, you know, catchy hooks and dances. But when it comes to lyricists, the North got it hands down.
What do you think is more important, like the whole entertaining thing about the music, or really the roots of the hip-hop, the lyricism?
The lyricism. Bottom line. Without question, what comes out of an artist's mouth is what made hip hop what it is today. You know what I'm saying? Not about who had the best dance, or, you know, it's about the lyricism, the lyrical, that's lyrical content, the skills. Rapping deals with skills.
Mm-hmm. So is that also why you started the fuck with Papoose?
Exactly. Artists that are versatile, that I could put them in any situation and they could find their way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a person that's just limited to one type of music.
Right. So you've been in the mixtape circuit for a very long time. How has this developed over the years, the whole mixtape circuit?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a matter of people wanting to rap over what they feel is hot. So if somebody likes a beat on a record that's out there spinning 100 times a day, they're going to want to get on it. So, you know, that'll help a person get the attention, you know, the artist get the attention of the listener a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all just marketing schemes right now.
Yeah, you're known all over the world with your mixtapes, and even in Europe you have a big following. Do you have any plans on putting out any hot European MCs on your mixtapes to appeal to your European fans?
I mean, I would really have to just hear some of the music that's popping out there and then, you know, see how I can mix it in.
Do you have any plans currently to do something in the near future?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm the type of person, I don't limit myself to nothing. I'm going to do music
let's talk about your nickname, the Drama King. Do you think that glorifying beef and the negativity in the game doesn't set the game back?
But whoever said I glorified beef and negativity in the game, though, where that come from? I'm a DJ and my job is to play records. I don't make records. Whoever makes a negative record, they're the one that's making a negative record. Whoever glorifies something on the record, that's them glorifying it. My job is to play music and I don't take sides. That's the essence of the Drama King. You know, it's no politics involved with me. If somebody make a record, I don't care how rich or how poor they are, they deserve an equal shot to get their music heard. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the negativity and the positivity of a record comes from the artist who made the record, not the DJs who played them.
Last year, 50 Cent appeared on Hot 97, dissing the game and basically dismissing him out of G-Unit. What was your first reaction when you heard about that whole beef?
Well, I mean, you know, things happen. People got different views and people take different initiatives towards things. I mean, they grown men. You know, it wasn't nothing big to me. I've been around hip-hop so long that something like that doesn't really rattle my cage. It happened. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a big deal, really. They went their separate ways. That happens all the time.
Let's go back to Papoose real quick. When is his album dropping? I mean, he's got a little buzz right now because of the Busta Rhymes video, right?
Yeah, he got a buzz before that as well. Just helped the situation a little more as far as the visual, but probably later, like fourth quarter, or the time in 2007.
Do you think he can make the transition from a successful mixtape rapper to a commercially viable rapper? What artists do you feel have made that transition the best so far?
50 Cent. 50 Cent was took it straight from the mixtape. Nobody on the radio mm-hmm. was showing him love. Besides, maybe me, a whole kid, and we wasn't on 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mainstream, he's straight from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. So, you are one of the few DJs that, you know, shows love to people like EA Ski, you know, and promotes him on tapes.
Yeah, that's my brother right there. You know, me and him real cool. But you mean, when you say I'm up on everything everywhere.
Where do you see the mixtape game heading over the next 5 or 10 years? I mean,
I couldn't really tell you. A lot of people don't know what they're doing or what this is all about. You know, some people are in it for a dollar. But it's really supposed to be a form of promotion and making your way from there, so everybody's not in the game for all the right reasons, so I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite mixtapes that you've worked on? I mean, because you've released a lot of mixtapes. But is there any favorite mixtape that really stands out for you?
Well, not really. I mean, every tape I've ever done served its purpose.
Huh?
Every mixtape I've done served its purpose, so I can't really, you know, pinpoint anyone in particular. I really let the, you know, fans do that.
So, what keeps you really, really focused in this music business?
You know, I'm an adult, so, you know, being a grown ass man, I just know my duty and what I'm supposed to do and what I have to do in life. So, you know. I just focus myself. It's not one thing in particular that makes me get focused. I just know my responsibilities and I handle them.
Mm-hmm. Alright. So, you know, you're a DJ on, like the premier DJ on Hot 97. You release mixtapes, you do albums. How do you see yourself in the first place? It's like, really as the DJ of Hot 97?
Yeah. How do I see myself?
Yeah, in the first place. What's your main job?
You know, I mean, I break everything on the streets. Anybody that's trying to
since this is basically for a West Coast hip hop website, can you tell me why the West Coast hasn't been able to be on top in such a long time? I mean, what is it that that the East Coast stays on top so consistently?
Well, you know, for one, I just think sometimes brothers gotta get up and leave their homes and come to where, you know, everything is at in order to advance in the game. You know, and most of the record labels is over in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you know, it's hard to be all the way on the other side.